Last night, we had our free speech forum, part of Men History Month. And thank you all for showing up. It was a packed house. And everybody and their mama watching online, thank you so much. It was absolutely amazing. And the panelists, millennials. And so Nick is here, my producer. And James is here, the Hake Report. And Joel, the audio engineer and the founder of Godly Better Dance, right? Right?
The gifted dance. Thank you.
Oh.
The plug.
The gifted of dancing. You guys were there last night. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was great. We streamed it, too. You guys could check it out on the Fallen State channel. But it was, as some people say, more than an ocean. Some people say.
Was it hard for you to get up this morning?
Yes. Do I look it?
What
I look all bug-eyed right now, probably. Trying to stay awake.
What time you finally go to bed?
Like midnight, maybe even later. I remember seeing the last number that for some reason burned in my head, 11:38. But I'm sure I didn't fall asleep till like 40 minutes after that.
And you get up really
like
early.
Laying there, yeah. And it really felt like a moment. Like I closed my eyes, I opened my eyes, I'm like, it's time to go.
I closed my eyes for a moment, and the moment is gone.
Gone.
How about you, James, last night situation?
It was so fun. I'm so glad that we did that. It was nice. And your last minute guest addition was necessary.
Savage Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And what do you mean by necessary?
Because there's a lot of talk about the white nationalists right now. And, you know, the El Paso shooter, they're claiming was a white supremacist, so-called. And so it was good to have, and they've been stifled. You know, every time there's a shooting like that, they silence those guys even more.
Yeah.
And as if that's going to help.
I don't understand why in America you can accuse people, especially with men, and then you shut them off so that they can't even defend themselves.
Right.
Whether they're right or wrong or disagree or agree, they have a right to defend themselves. Meaning that speak up, and at least they should be able to come out and say, no, that's not true, or yes, that is true.
Right. And he gave a lot of stuff that was not wrong. And it was kind of refreshing to have, like, that aspect of it in the conversation, because those other guys were kind of safe. he was very unsafe.
Very.
What did you think of last night, Joe? Oh, was it hard for you to get up this morning?
Yes.
What time you finally go to bed?
Well, I thought you were going to ask me what time I finally got up. I went to bed. I don't know. It was around midnight.
And you got up at what time?
After a quarter to five.
Amazing.
Yeah.
After a quarter to five?
Yeah, my alarm kept on going off 3:45 a.m., 4 a.m.
Nice.
4 a.m. it was like this. It's a song that comes on,
right.
And it, like, repeated.
Nice.
Multiple times. I'm like, turn this off.
Who you said that to?
My phone. The Lord. Myself.
Joel, what did you think of last night?
I thought it was fun. I think it was a perfect set of panelists, though.
Yeah.
Like everybody, the energy was good. The crowd was wild.
That was wild.
The crowd was wild.
Yeah, but I thought it was fun. I came in a little late because I had to teach, but I came in like right on the juicy parts. So I was glad.
And so, what time you go to bed?
Not as late as Nick, though. Not as late. Probably like 11.
Was it hard for you to get up?
It was a little hard.
And we got to see Destiny's livelier side.
That's yeah, I've
true.
Never seen him
oh,
so
yeah,
feisty.
Yeah, I had seen him feisty like that in compilations of him debating other people.
Yeah.
But finally, we got to see him like go against Brandon Tatum mainly and a little bit of Travis. But he represented the liberal side really well.
Mm. Brandon Tatum is a police officer?
Yeah.
Brassica.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He was more smiley than normal, which is different
too.
To me.
He's like scowl. Well, I mean, that's what I saw. He'd be like scowling a little bit.
Right.
But he seemed that he got into it. Did you guys seat Brandon Tatum in that spot specifically? Because that was good. He was sitting beside, for those who want to watch it, beside Savage and right. Liberal. And it's just all night. He's just like fighting.
Yeah, those three were the most vocal.
The Savage,
Brandon Tatum, and Destiny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
Perfect seating.
You guys pay attention to all that stuff. I just see folks up there. Uh-huh. lots of folks showed up, Joe.
Yeah, it was packed house.
I really had a hootenanny of a time. You never know how these things are going to go because it's really not easy bringing people together. And when it turns out so well, it was really amazing. Mm. I had a good time. We stayed much longer than I thought we would. We were supposed to end at 8:30.
I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, as it.
I'm like, right.
And we started at 7:15. We're supposed to have started at 7.
Yeah.
It was a major hookup, though. These guys, the workers behind the scene, Billy and all those guys, they really had a lot of wiring to run and hookups. And
yeah.
And I hadn't, you know, a lot goes into this stuff.
Yep.
And it's just not as easy as it seems when you're just watching it.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I finally got to bed a little after 12, and then I automatically woke up at 3:30. Without a clock.
Damn.
And I was surprised, but I guess my clock is on the inside.
Do you have any alarm in case you have accidentally go over?
No.
You don't even have a backup.
I don't have even an alarm at all.
You don't even have a backup?
No.
Dang. I bet you having a backup would probably corrupt that inner clock.
It will weaken me. It will cause me to rely on something on the outside.
Interesting.
But we have the clock on the inside.
I don't know.
At one point, I was living like that. But
you need a producer.
Don't tell
once
Nick
I started working
to
here.
Test that.
Yeah. You need a producer here in the morning. That's not time to test that inner clock.
Well, you guys are all millennials. One half is missing.
Yeah. True.
You said one time you lived that way too.
Yeah. After I heard you say that, you did that.
Yeah.
I started getting up at 3:45, but it was. It was in a less pressure situation where I liked to get into work so that I could listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson show.
Right.
Because I was working somewhere else. But I didn't have to be there until like 7:30 if I wanted to sleep in. But I never slept in. But it wasn't like working here, I have to be here by 5:30 at the latest.
Right.
And so once I started working here, I switched to using that alarm. And now I use multiple.
Your little face.
Every 15 minutes from 3:45 until 5.
When I go through my friends' phones, if I saw like a list of alarms, like all like just minutes apart, I'm like, that's how you could tell degenerates. if they have a list of alarms before they have to get up.
That's amazing. Most of my life, I just never used the clock. I've always trusted that I wake up again. But that's how it was in the South anyway. People didn't use clocks, and they got up early anyway.
Uh-huh. They used roosters.
Did you have a rooster? He's silently.
Oh, I just not realized what he was talking about.
Oh.
But they only crow later in the morning.
Oh, yeah?
They're not waking you up at 5 in the morning or 4:30 or anything like that. They're still sleeping, too.
In the city, like, they're just crowing any old time they want.
That's
the middle
true.
Of the night.
Animals in the city, like, raccoons.
Among the Mexicans, you know, because they keep them.
I had a friend who lived in North Hollywood, and he had a bunch of roosters that live around. And I went over there, like, three in the afternoon, and it was still, they were just crowing.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, animals in the city get all messed up.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Was it a Mexican friend?
No, of course. He was black.
They had chickens?
But he was living in... No, it was just his neighbors.
Would he
they
fight
were Mexican.
Him?
North Hollywood, it used to be very Mexican.
Oh, So his neighbor, who were Mexicans...
Had a bunch of roosters, and they were just the whole time. I'm like, it's three.
In the evening?
And they have a deep voice, too.
In the evening? In the afternoon?
I mean, in the afternoon, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you have something you want to share with us.
Just thought it'd be a little... Thing to ease
so thank you
morning.
All for showing up last night. Thank the crew for making it happen. The PR guy, Ermus, for putting it together. The ladies, the women of Bond, really did a nice job, too. Yeah. They always show up for us. And the people online, thank you for tuning in and responding as well. Don't take that for granted. And the donations, thank you so much. All right. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, let's just get right into it. It's just like a dumb little thing to ease into the morning, but I wanted you guys...
You put everything down. Yeah. You're so negative.
No, I'm not.
You remind me of my mother.
Dang, no, I didn't even realize I was doing
that. She
make
a good meal. She's like, y'all come on and eat. Now, you're probably not going to like it, but
no,
I put my best into it, but you're probably not going to like it.
It's just a cheap little meal.
Yeah, a little meal. And she cooked for hours. A little meal, I just threw it there. You like it?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Nick does that all the time.
Yes, it's true, actually.
You're What's right wrong with you? It's something Beta Bell!
Never mind. Okay. Oh, man.
Like just now he was talking about, how do I look? Do I look sleepy? My eyes probably popping out or something.
Yeah.
They do. When no sleep.
Beta Bell!
I don't care if they're buggy. This is the truth.
But no one even thinking that they're buggy.
I am. I want you guys to see how buggy they are. Look.
Anyway.
Okay. I wanted you guys to do a little trivia. I wanted you guys, you know, there's the whole trans thing going on. We got all these people, men who want to be girls, women who want to be men. I challenge you guys. There's some out there that are a little hard to tell. I bet you, I have 10 for you guys, and I want you guys to tell me trans or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are they right now?
They're out there in the world.
Oh, I mean, are they here?
Yeah.
And do we look
computer.
Up here?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, let's go ahead
so
with the first
we have
one.
To determine if it's a male or female.
I want answers from you guys, and then I'll tell you guys. But I want
so
you
we
guys,
have to decide yes. if it's a male or female?
I want you guys to
We have
guess.
To take a guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how attuned you are. This is the first one.
Who is that?
Well, I'll tell you after.
Oh I
want
see.
You guys to give me a verdict.
Okay. What do you say, Joe?
That one is a man.
James.
I have a heavy angle. Is that dreadlocks?
No.
No, okay. Right here. Blowing in the wind.
Oh. You got it right here.
I feel like I'm slandering the person if I guess wrong. You know?
here's the second picture so you guys can.
Yeah.
Of the same person?
Same yeah. person. Yeah.
Oh. What do you say, Nate?
I say woman.
Uh-huh.
That's less offensive.
Yeah. I said male.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you see that's masculine?
I just still see man behind the facade.
Okay.
It just looked like a man.
Well, you're right. That's a man.
That's a man?
That's a man.
That's a man
all the way. Born a male.
Yeah,
everything.
You can kind of tell still a man.
You can kind of tell with this
a
one.
A male,
this
at
one,
least.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
James couldn't tell.
I just didn't want to give out hate speech. I didn't want to misgender.
Did it look like a male to you?
It looked like someone trying to be a woman. So,
Who is it?
That's Valentina Sampiao, and she's the one that is...
So it is a she?
Or he. Oh. I'm using their language. He was the one that inspired this segment. That's actually the newest Victoria's Secret model. Victoria's Secret, a modeling company, hired this person as their first trans model.
Why would they hire transgender to do women's clothes when they can get so many women?
Yeah, it's a shame.
Oh, they don't want to be transphobic.
But they try to pretend that it is a woman, so it's not like they're trying to present the real deal.
Uh-huh.
But somebody probably presented to them, this is not fair.
Oh,
we don't have a lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one.
They're going to be forced to accept a non-passing, because that one is kind of more passing.
Yeah.
Passing meaning, he could pass as a woman to somebody not knowing, because if this wasn't presented to us as is this a man, you wouldn't have guessed that was a man.
I don't know. You have to look now. You have to pay attention.
Yeah,
let's see.
So they're sharpening your view now.
Yeah, let's see if your radar is good, Jesse.
Right.
We got number two.
Okay.
Man.
Uh-huh. Go on. I need your guesses.
James.
I have such a heavy angle.
Yeah,
and
that's not fair.
I know.
Let's let James guess last.
You see that better?
I'll give two pictures
so
first.
What?
And then you
I'm
going to
guess woman.
You're going to guess woman?
Yeah, just mannish looking woman.
You can see it better now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's finally coming up on the street.
We'll let James answer last so it shows up on his.
I say man.
Yeah, this is a man all the way.
Right a man. Second time.
Oh, yeah, right a second time. There's actually a before and after for her, I think.
Or
him. I keep saying her.
You said this is what now?
There's a before and after for her. I keep saying her.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, let me.
So that's a man.
That's a man.
And who is that?
That's Candace Kane. It's kind of crazy.
It's coming right now.
But yeah, this is the before and after. That's crazy how much they could change, huh?
But the face didn't change.
It sure did.
That's true.
It still just looked like a man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe the shoulders too big.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure if you saw them in person.
Isn't that scary? That's just scary.
Yes.
My buddy keeps telling me, okay, there's no way I'll always be able to tell that it's a guy. That's what he told me, right? But I argue that one day we're going to get to a point where technology is so good that they're going to start coming off of the factory looking really like a woman.
So what happened when you go to the club? And you pick up one, you think you got a woman. What do you do when you get home and find out it's not?
I don't want to live in that world anymore. I'm done. I'm checking out.
If they have fake anything, you have to question.
Yeah.
Where's your birth certificate? Show me your ID.
Yeah.
Let's do next real fast.
Okay.
Let's go through these.
Okay. Yeah, let's move through them.
All right, so we got this one here.
Man.
Oh. Joel, then James.
Who you said, Jay?
I happen to know that this is a man.
Oh, dang.
You know, you know this guy?
That's a man.
I know this guy.
Who you said, y'all?
It's a man.
That's a man.
Is that Janet?
Yeah. No.
That's so
or one of those. Mock.
Yeah,
Janet Mock.
Didn't
look like it was a lesbian before it was a woman.
Honestly, if you see this guy's high school picture, you could tell even back then he was feeling like a woman.
But look at this poor
man. He was on Oprah.
Is this her? His person?
Yeah. What is wrong with?
But he had to know, though, right?
He does.
Did he know that that's a man he holding?
Sure hope so.
Okay, next one.
Next.
Okay.
This might be
James.
There's a video for this one, but you don't have to play it. You
James acted as though he was familiar with him. Oh, that's Janice.
Real familiar.
That's Jan. You had lunch with Janice?
He was one of the guys on Oprah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. A man.
Oh, yeah?
And a racist man.
Uh-huh. I think that's a woman.
Uh-huh.
A man that need a meal.
I'm going to guess male.
Joel, you gay.
That's a man.
Wow.
This is traumatizing. This is not a good morning thing.
No, oops. Maybe I should.
Look,
that's him. That's him as a boy, young Filipino boy.
It's like you start to see it as they put the side by side.
Yeah,
but you just can't tell.
Yeah, it's craziness. All right, next.
Okay. Real fast. A woman.
This is the same person, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
That we were just looking at?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a different picture.
All right.
Spoiler, that's a girl. That's a girl. That's actually the shooter, the Dayton, Ohio shooter's girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend.
But she looks like a boy here.
That's a real girl?
That's a real girl.
Oh, Adriana, why you look like Johnson. A boy?
Because she has short hair.
More confusion in this modern day and age. So, yeah.
So that's Ohio shooter's...
Ex-girlfriend.
Is a real girl?
Allegedly, she came forth. I don't know.
Whatever. Is she a real girl?
Yes.
You were born a girl?
Yes.
You were born that way?
Born a girl.
Allegedly.
Allegedly born a girl. All
right.
Okay, the next one.
Looks like she messed with her lips, huh?
Yes.
This is a girl all the way to me. This is a girl.
Oh, yeah?
I can tell. I don't even want to say I can tell.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything more, Joel.
The neck is mighty long. Look like a basketball player. Or one of those African people running through the woods.
Dang. Jesse's radar is on tight.
I say boy.
Because it is.
Whoa.
That's why I'm glad I didn't go into detail.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane. Is there...
What would you have said, Dash?
I would have said girl.
Dang.
Wow.
I thought so too, actually.
It looked like it wanted to be a girl, but they left too many boy features there.
This one was one of my good ones, the one that I was trying to fool you guys.
They need to cut the neck down.
Yeah.
Bring it down a little bit.
Wow, your radar is... Choice.
All right. Here's the next.
Next.
Oh, I know who this is, though.
James.
Don't go to me yet.
Oh, yeah. They have to come up on your computer.
I haven't thought this
segment
through yet.
I say boy
yet,
all the way. Who is trying hard to look like a girl?
I was going to guess this Rihanna.
Oh, really?
This person's on a TV show. That's how you know.
Oh, really? Dang, yeah. I should have looked a little deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Too
yeah.
easy to tell.
I said boy.
Boy.
Yeah. Amazing.
So far, it's been all guys, yeah. except for
with the rainbow
Dayton,
hair.
Ohio shooter.
And then like, I thought that was a boy.
Yeah.
Okay, real fast. How many more?
No, this is like the last one.
Oh, yeah.
There's two more.
Okay, yeah. It's just this one and the next one.
Is that Will Smith, sir?
Yo, that's what I said.
Is that Will Smith, sir?
No, it's not.
Oh. How you, for real? It's not Will
Smith. It's not Will Smith, son. No.
It's a boy, though.
Oh, yeah.
With a fro.
Yeah. You say boy, Jesse?
Uh huh.
I okay. do too. After
say
seeing
boy?
The. Yeah, after seeing.
I say boy.
That's a girl.
Oh, no.
Born a girl what, all the
see,
way.
See, that's what. I feel bad for.
Yeah, that's traumatizing.
See, that's what I'm saying. I feel bad for the women now who have yeah. a tougher look. Is that yes. now they get all the.
No, but
the,
she has POC something. It's a ovary disease that makes her grow facial hair and all that. But
no, just, that's a boy.
That's a girl, born a girl, I'm telling you.
How do you know for sure?
I looked deep into it because I couldn't
tell.
Oh,
you did?
Oh, okay, wait. It was for research, okay, Jesse? It was for science.
Yeah. So you looked deep into
it. It was for science, Jesse.
You're like, let me look for
oh,
science.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And that's
but
a girl.
But that's a
so
girl for real? Who
all
is
the
it?
Way. Ari Fitz.
Who
look
is that?
Look it up, guys.
Who is that?
An androgynous model. Someone who.
See, that's a boy then.
No.
Oh, so she's purposely willing to be androgynous
yes,
looking.
Yes, purposely.
Oh.
But it's definitely, it's a girl.
It's not wise.
So he's willing to allow himself to look like, she's willing to allow herself to look like a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
She's got that look.
Okay.
She looks a little bit more like a girl here.
Yeah.
No, you don't look, they're hungry.
That too. Okay, oh, that's man. The next one.
Last one.
Two more.
Let's be honest, that's a girl.
I think that's a girl, too.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is the very, very, very last one. Let's just get to it.
Oh, yeah, this
boy.
Is
boy.
I think it's a girl.
No, that's boy all the way. That's too many mama to be
poor.
A girl. What do you say? I'm James.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to say, which one is less insulting?
Billy.
I'm going to say guy.
Billy.
Billy.
Smooth my headsets off right here with your computer thing that you normally do over there. Because I'm almost getting it out of one side of my ear.
Yeah, guy.
You should move
no
right
way.
Now. Huh?
This is Gal Gadot. This is actually oh. a famous actress.
Oh, yeah.
She was
really
Wonder
good.
Woman.
Yeah, she's pretty, actually.
She's actually Wonder gorgeous, but yeah. I chose this picture specifically because it's a little confusing.
So that's not a guy trying to be a
that's
girl?
That's a famous actress. She played Wonder Woman.
A real woman?
Yes. She's Israeli. She's from the homeland.
Well, she need to go back to Israeli.
I heard you said she was a guy, Jesse.
Well, she look like, are you sure that's a guy?
100%.
I mean, a girl?
100%. And well, this picture, I chose this one perfectly because after all that confusion, now you guys don't know what to think. But this is a girl all the way. Like
everything else will look like a boy.
Yeah, so.
But that would look like a boy, too.
Yeah, poor Gal Gadot. She's regarded as gorgeous in Hollywood and all that. So
Nick is evil.
I traumatized you guys.
I said Nick is evil.
Amazing, Nick. All thank right. you guys for your work last night.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy, thank you for putting all that together, man. And showing up on your day off today.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Thank you, guys. For some reason, my ear sets are muffled, like, mm-hmm. so I don't know.
I turned it down slightly. You could turn it back up a little
up
bit.
Up here?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, see if that helps.
Right here, right here. Oh, that's a little better.
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
Awful. But don't deafen yourself.
I know. I don't want to turn up too loud.
Yeah.
But it is a little better. But I think Billy have to. And after a while, he'll do that. Let me go. Thank you, guys.
Of all course. Right.
That was amazing, Nick. Yeah,
thanks for letting me traumatize you guys.
Amazing. Thank you, man. The producer, Nick. The Hate Report, James. The audio engineer and the founder of Dance Like Jesus. Woo. I mean, a gifted of dance. Gifted of dance.
One day.
Joel, so thank all you guys, all right?